Hi, Elizabeth. I was going through my blog comments today, and I saw your comments, and I read through it, and I was going to write a response, but I decided to record a video and make it a blog post on its own, because I think your question can benefit other people also. And let me read through your comment. It says here, Dear Rinpoche, thank you for your wonderful website, blog, and Dharma activities. Hope you will visit here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, USA someday. There are many friends in Jewel Heart, Kevji Gelek Rinpoche's organization, eager to meet you face to face. Well, I wanted to thank you very much. One day, about a year and a few months ago, I woke up literally from bed and I was just kind of thinking and having breakfast, and I said, I think I want to do a blog. And actually, it wasn't in the morning, it was at night. I think I took a nap or something, and I woke up and I said, I think I want to do a blog. And there were a few people, a few students in the Ladang, and I called them up and I told them what I wanted to do. And I told them how. So we immediately went downstairs to our media room, and we started conceiving of designs, we started conceiving of what to put and how I wanted it, and then we kind of got it up within 1 or 2 days, and I started just writing. And writing is not one of my fortes. It's not one of my favorites. It's never been one of my favorites. And in English class, when we were forced to write book reports, I used to get B's, B pluses, a C once in a while, and rarely an A. I just didn't enjoy writing at all. But I said to myself, you know, I don't have to write like the fifth Dalai Lama or, you know, Plato. I can write just the way I write. And if I just write simple and straightforward, I think people understand. So I decided to start doing the blog, and then the blog kind of blossomed into a team and into research and into getting articles. And what I want to do with my blog is I want it to be kind of a one-stop place, cyberspace, where people can come to listen to some music, chill out, relax. They can get some Dharma knowledge, read some news, explore the paranormal, watch a video. It's just kind of, and have sadhanas. They can download and print pictures of Buddhas. And I just wanted to have a blog where people can just kind of carry it with them and just click on and just have a lot of things there for them. And that's what I'm kind of working towards. To give knowledge, entertainment, information, entertainment, a break, questions, a little bit of controversy, you know, a little bit. And that's what I had planned, and I'm so glad that you enjoy the blog, and I'm so glad that you visit the blog, and I'm so glad to meet you through the blog, and I thank you very, very much. You have some questions here, which I'm going to answer, and I have on my blog a Vajra Yogini category, and also a Dharma category. If you go to the homepage and you click on the Vajrayogini category, there's a lot of items I wrote there on Vajrayogini and I placed there on Vajrayogini, which are allowed without initiation. Things that require an initiation of Vajrayogini, I will not put up on my blog because there is a Tantra code, I'm sure you know. So some of the things I write on Vajrayogini is kind of pushing it to the edge, but not jumping over to the edge. So therefore, there is a section on my blog that talks more about Vajrayogini and different things. And maybe you've been there, maybe not. But just to let you know, I'm going to put this under that section. So I'm going to tape this and I'm going to upload it with some pictures for you. And I hope it helps you very much. Now your question here says, one quick question. What is your understanding of whether the Vajrayogini double triangular reality source should have the image of the Yidam in its center or not? Or should the reality source double triangular have the bomb letter in the center? What is your understanding of what image is properly used for self-initiation materials? With all good wishes and many thanks for your commitment to the Dharma teachings. Elizabeth Hurwitz. So what I wanted to say was, traditionally, when you paint a tanka, and you don't worry if you can't see it clearly when I'm clicking here, but I will put all these pictures up on the blog, so then you'll be able to see it. Traditionally, you don't put an image of the Yidam in the middle of Lord, you can use a mandala. Traditionally, you don't. But it's not wrong if you do so. Traditionally, what you would use for self-initiation would look something like this. And you know what? It doesn't even have the bum. So for the self-initiation mandala that you would use, it can have a bum in the center. It doesn't need to have a bum. Everything else is fine. Basically, you have the double reality source. You have the four bliss worlds. You have the eight great cemeteries. You have the Vajra wall, and you have the Vajra fire. And so everything else is visualized. Actually, when you're looking at this, you're kind of looking, I mean, her mandala is 3D, and it's just like a 3D, fully accomplished abode of a deity. And everything from her mandala emanates from her realizations. So what happens is, when you're looking at this mandala, you're actually looking at the top of the house. So you're not looking from the side or from the bottom for any signs. You're looking at the top of the house down. Okay? So, traditionally for self-initiation or initiation, the mandala will look something like this, with or without the bomb in the center. It'll just be the white moon disc in the center. But in ancient tankas, they do have something like this. But this is not what you would use for self-initiation. They also have something like this. Let me enlarge it here. They have something like this, where you have the actual mandala. Everything is the same as the previous mandala that I just showed you, where you have the double reality source, the four bliss swirls, you have the eight great cemeteries, you have the Vajra wall, and then you have the five wisdom fires. And in the center, instead of being a moon, they actually have an image of a yidam. And this is quite an old painting. And so you can use this for an initiation also. So the center can be just the moon, it can be a bomb, or it can be the actual deity. So all three are acceptable, but in the past when Kepchis Sarumji gave the initiations, it would be the one that would be just what I showed you earlier. Okay, when Sarumji gave the initiations, I recall it was like this. Okay, so either one, it's fine. I'm not going to go into too much detail, because a lot of people without initiation will also be benefiting from this. So, you can have a double reality source, then you can have the moon disc in the center, and then the bomb letter or the yidam can be visualized. Whether you put the bomb letter there or you put the actual form of the holy yidam Vajrayogini, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Because the bomb letter represents the subtle or the definitive form of Vajrayogini, which is pure emptiness. Okay? The bomb letter represents her definitive mind, which is pure emptiness and bliss, represented by the letter bomb. If you choose to use her image is of course her definitive meaning. Her whole body, everything about her sacred body leads you to that goal of bliss and emptiness. So therefore, when you're looking at Vajrayogini's body, it is the resultant form of enlightenment. So it is the path to enlightenment, which means if you look at her body, and the symbolism behind it, it gives you instructions on how to reach enlightenment. But at the same time, its very form and its very stance and color and mode and gestures and implements all represent an accomplishment of an enlightened state. For example, Tepa, the kapala that she's holding represents great bliss. Only a Buddha has that. But at the same time, it represents impermanence, which is one of the three principal paths that we need to achieve to gain success in tantric practice. So it is a teaching to remind us what we need to do. At the same time, it is a symbolic, it is a symbol of the resultant or the result of her enlightenment in symbolic form. So therefore, to answer your question, you can use both. You can use a tetrahedral, you can use a double reality source that has a bomb in the center, or yidam, either one. For me personally, if I hang a mandala on the wall, I would like to see one that has her image in the center, because I find her image very captivating, very blessed. But if I was to do a self-initiation, I would probably use one with just a bomb letter in the center. Okay? I hope that helps you very, very much. So either one's fine. And I'm going to upload all this on my blog post so you can take a look at it. All right? Some of it is a small file because I don't have a bigger one. So what you can do is you can save the picture onto your computer, and from that you can enlarge it and take a look at it. But beware, when you enlarge it, it'll be a little fuzzy. Okay? And I wanted to tell you that I'm very happy that you are under the guidance of His Eminence Kyabje Gelug Rinpoche. Without having to mention much, we all know that Gelug Rinpoche is a very accomplished, attained master, and he is extremely knowledgeable. I mean, all knowledge to enlightenment is within his mind stream, and he has devoted his life to giving Dharma and sharing Dharma with others. And I feel that all of you, and this is not just to make you feel better, but I really feel that all of you are very lucky to have Gelug Rinpoche as your teacher, and to have him as your guide, and to have him as a source of all your practice. And I wish Gelug Rinpoche long life, and I wish Gelug Rinpoche longer, very long life, very stable health, and not to manifest any signs of leaving the world. I truly pray for that. And I don't think I need to give you any more advice on that. I think guru devotion, the service to the teacher, Lama Chöpa with Tsok, and I think Tar Pujas, Namgyama Pujas, and basically practicing and attaining accomplishments to the best of our ability creates the causes for our lamas to live very, very long. So I'm very happy you're under the guidance of Gelug Rinpoche. And I felt from your little comment, short comment, not little, short comment, that I felt a lot of sincerity and a lot of good energy. And I felt a lot of genuine wanting of knowledge. And then you told me there's a group of people there also that would like to meet me. But it's not necessary to meet me. You have a living Buddha in your midst, in Jewel Heart. And nothing, I can never compare to Kyabje Gelug Rinpoche. And but anyways, I'm going to have my PA, her name is Beng Hui, sent you a Vajrayogini pendant. And along with that, I'm going to send 10 other Vajrayogini pendants, that yours and altogether 10, you can give away to the students here as a gift from me. And if you're living near your guru, if you're living near your teacher, then you ask your teacher to bless it. If you're not near your teacher, then you can bless it by holding it in your left hand, visualizing your guru and the Dalai Lama and Vajrayogini as one, and reciting the Dalai Lama's name mantra, your guru's name mantra, and or a general Lama Tsongkhapa mantra to represent your guru. Some gurus don't have a mantra for good reasons, and you can recite Lama Tsongkhapa's name mantra. Om A Guru Bezadara Sumati Kijisiti Hong Hong. And lastly, recite Vajrayogini's mantra and gently blow it and visualize the Dalai Lama, your guru, Vajrayogini, dissolving into the pendant, and it becomes sealed and becomes very bright. And when you wear it, she's always next to you. So I wanted to give you these pendants that I designed because I really like Buddha pendants, and I feel it's very important for people to have something holy touching their bodies and blessing them day in and day out and day night. And they're very rare to get. So those are a personal gift from me to you. And the other 9 pendants that you're going to get, you can pass it out to whoever students you feel are very devoted to Vajrayogini or Dharma. All right? For now, I wish you good luck. And I encourage you to please go all the way with the study of the three principal paths, the Lamrim, and the 11 yogas of Vajrayogini, and read many commentaries by different lamas on Vajrayogini. They don't conflict. They are slightly different, but they don't conflict. And then you can see different angles, because different lamas stress different points of her meditational path. And once you have her meditational path and you practice it all the way, you don't need any other deities. I mean, if you have commitments for other deities, of course you do it. I'm talking about a main focus. As Kyachye Pabongko Doji Chang and His Holiness Kyachye Trijang Doji Chang have all said very clearly, now is the time for Vajrayogini. And she's very effective for the beings of this time due to our karmic dispositions. So a deity or a yidam or a particular Buddha will have more affinity toward us, not from their side, but from our side and the environment and the time. All right? Please contact Ben Kui. I will put her email on the blog post tonight and write to her and your personal details, which is your address, and I'll have those gifts sent over to you. Otherwise, I wish you good luck and serve your Lama well. Do your Vajrayogini practice all the way. That is the best thing you can do with your precious human life. Go all the way with your Vajrayogini practice. Don't look left, don't look right. And there are things sometimes you don't know about it, but don't focus on what you don't know. Focus on what you know and just go all the way. The mantra itself is extremely efficacious. All right, good luck. Goodbye, Elizabeth.